Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 53, Faithful to Forgive. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let that land for a moment. Because this is not a gentle suggestion. This is a covenant. Words with weight. Words with a guarantee behind them. Are you carrying something today? Something tucked into a dark corner of your conscience. A word you said that you wish you hadn't. A choice you made that still sits heavy. A habit you keep returning to when you know better. Here is what this verse does with that. It calls it by name, and it calls it into the light. Confession is not self-destruction. Confession is bringing into the open what has been hiding in the dark. And that is exactly the place, that vulnerable, exposed place, where grace goes to work. But look at the guarantee this promise carries. It does not say, if you feel bad enough, if your remorse is deep enough, if you cry the right number of tears. No, it says He is faithful. Forgiveness does not rest on the quality of your repentance. It rests on the character of God. The promise belongs to Him, and God does not break His word. And there is something else here. Because He is not only faithful, He is also just to forgive. That might sound strange. How can God be just and forgive at the same time? Because the cross has already paid the bill. Forgiveness is not leniency. It is not God looking the other way as though nothing happened. It is a settled debt. Jesus carried the weight. Justice was fully satisfied, and what is left for you is forgiveness that is real, complete, and unconditional. And look at how complete that cleansing is, from all unrighteousness. Not from most of it. Not from the parts that weren't so serious. From all of it. When God cleanses, nothing is left behind. There is no stain in your story that is stronger than His grace. Not one. So why do we wait? Why do we delay? Distance grows in the delay. Every hour that passes without confession is another brick in the wall between you and God. And you are the one who placed it there. Not because He moved away, but because pride, shame, and hesitation got in the way. And fellowship with God is worth infinitely more than any pride we are protecting. Here is what I want you to do today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day pulls you in 10 directions, stop, confess one specific sin to God out loud. Not something vague and general. Something with a name. I did this. I said that. I chose this when I knew better. Bring it into the light, and then, also out loud, thank Him, because you are clean. Not you will be, you are, right now. That is His promise to you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.